Gavin Newsom abandons California as desperate communities remain trapped in snow. By Joel B. Polak on March 5, 2023. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., has left the state on personal travel as thousands of desperate residents remain trapped in snowbound mountain communities where the National Guard failed to arrive as promised. Newsom belatedly declared a state of emergency on Wednesday, March 1, a week after a blizzard swept the state and stranded residents of Crestline, Lake Arrowhead, and other towns in the San Bernardino Mountains. As of Saturday, 3 days later, the California National Guard had failed to arrive in Crestline. The Los Angeles Times reported. On Saturday, desperate San Bernardino County residents were wondering when National Guard troops would arrive. Residents said hundreds of people have lined up for food, dog food and firewood in recent days at community distribution events. Many of them left empty-handed, according to residents who spoke to the Times. Residents are running out of food and medicine. Some are still trapped in their homes, where snowdrifts several feet high are blocking access to driveways and doors. And people are starting to panic about rescue. Residents of some mountain communities have been without power for a week, according to the Associated Press. And officials say that some residents may not be able to leave for a week. The AP described conditions. Shella Ricks said the street she lives on in Crestline hasn't seen a snowplow in 8 days, leaving people in about 80 homes along the roadway with nowhere to go. Typically, a plow comes every day or two when it snows, she said. Divine Horvath, also of Crestline, said it took her and her son 30 minutes to walk down the street to check on a neighbor, a trek that normally takes just a few minutes. Horvath said she was lucky to make it to the local grocery store before its roof collapsed several days earlier but hadn't been able to leave her street since. Meanwhile, Newsom himself left the state Thursday for undisclosed reasons to an unknown location. Newsom remained active on social media, tweeting attacks on Republicans in other states for their socially conservative positions on issues like abortion. Back home, desperate Californians ran out of food and medicine. The San Bernardino Sun reported. Milica has breast cancer and was only 2 weeks into treatment when the blizzard hit her Running Springs home. While Milica's due for treatment Thursday, like many others in the San Bernardino Mountains, she's snowed in and unable to leave except on foot. She contacted the sheriff's department, who suggested she take a shuttle from a local shelter, which she'd have to walk to, but said it's not feasible as a cancer patient. In nearby Lake Arrowhead, Rebecca Arrowwood's diabetes supplies were due for delivery Saturday. But they never arrived. County officials have been overwhelmed by the disaster, and many are criticizing them for failing to anticipate the scale of the snowstorms. Some residents called the state in desperation. But help has often failed to arrive. Newsom's office tweeted about ongoing relief efforts that are being coordinated by state agencies, but these have not been enough, and Newsom himself is nowhere to be found. Newsom likes to troll Republicans like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., over social issues. But in Florida, the governor declares states of emergency days before a storm arrives, not a week later. And he dare not leave the state while citizens are still suffering. The national media are largely absent, as Newsom prepares a potential presidential run, in 2024, or beyond. Meanwhile, Californians themselves, including Democrats, tell pollsters they do not want to see him run. Nevertheless, Newsom was easily re-elected in 2022, after defeating a recall effort in 2021. The recall arose after Newsom was caught dining at the elite French Laundry restaurant with lobbyists after telling Californians not to eat out during the pandemic. Last year, Newsom was also caught leaving the state for a vacation in Montana, despite a ban on state-funded travel to conservative states that had passed abortion or transgender restrictions. The state saw more snow this weekend. Breitbart News reported that the snowpack is visibly impressive from the air, as recent storms have relieved California's drought. But conditions on the ground remain dangerous. Voters in mountain communities tend to support the state's small Republican minority, which has been largely reduced to an afterthought, as Democrats control supermajorities in both houses of the state legislature. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter @JoelPolak.